show you how to work this?
I don't know.
Did he show you, is it on the,
The dreams, the dreams?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the one without Osage. Oh, now it's not. It's not the photos, it's a, no, he pulled up a.
Nope, I will, I never.
Let me go get it. Yes, please.
Thank you.
All right, we'll start the meeting, so when he comes in here and pushes the button. The meeting of the education committee, the first meeting for 2017 is called to order. Thank you everyone for being members of this committee. It's gonna be an exciting year, I'm looking forward to it. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Morris?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Mason? Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. Next item on the agenda is a prayer.
Name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, ask you to be in our heart and minds, so we can get up with these people. Please, be with our men and women in uniform, and all our families that represent today. Father, send us a blessing, please.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Yes.
Congressman Mason's. Janet did not make any meeting, but I think I was probably making, reconvene, so I can take that deal. By the way, this is Elaine, I'm bringing Elaine. She's acting, he's, you know, you might as well just be on the committee secretary. We're a really fun group. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes. July 18th, 2018.
So moved.
Motion by Second Speaker Hamilton.
Second.
Second by Congressman Walker. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Next item on the agenda is the presentation. As probably most of you know, in May of this year, the Osage Nation received an award from Scholarship America on account of our higher education scholarship program and the amount of funds that we present to our Osage students in furtherance of their higher education. During that award dinner, there was a presentation by two Osage Nation scholarship recipients who were there and accepted the award along with Speaker Whitehorn on behalf of the nation. So I wanted to show that video to you, but I think it's really moving, and I hope this is gonna work, but it doesn't. Am I supposed to push this button right here? Maybe not. I think this is pictures. It was the video. It went away. Okay, now can you make it big again? Go there. Okay. Hopefully that's the right one.
Under the leadership of Principal Chief Jeffrey M. Standing, the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Program is a demonstration of a personal and tribal vision to develop current Osage tribal member students to be productive contributors to their community. More than $8 million is distributed annually, enabling as many tribal students to pursue their post-secondary goals as possible. To date, over 20 1,200 students from across the higher education spectrum have benefited from the program. From vocational studies to doctoral degrees, the Osage Nation seeks to serve its entire community.
My name is Michaela Meyer. I am currently studying at Virginia Tech, and my major is political science with a concentration in legal studies. Growing up in my house, it was just a huge deal to both my mother and my grandmother that I definitely knew Osage was my roots. My grandma still has her head right, so she's very actively involved, which is really big for us to know growing up that that's where we came from and that's where we need to go back eventually. Education beyond high school is important to me because education equals opportunity. The Osage Nation wants me to succeed, and they're going to help me get there.
I always knew that I wanted to go to college. This will be my fourth attempt at college as a non-traditional student over the span of 10 years. I felt very fortunate and very lucky when I heard that I had received an Osage Nation scholarship and as an accounting major. Thinking of how interest would accumulate on student loans is a horrifying thought for me, and I have less anxiety about my financial situation after graduation, because I'm not sure that I would have made it throughout college without it. I'm extremely honored to even represent the tribe.
My grandmother told me about the scholarship, so I obviously went and applied. And then about a month or two later, I got an email saying that I won the scholarship, which was just so crazy because I felt like my heritage was really supporting me in my endeavors here at school. Receiving the scholarship from Osage Nation holds a special place in my heart. The emotional support is more than I could have predicted. I just feel so backed by the Osage and by my community and by my heritage. There's just not a lot of words to describe that.
And one of the exciting parts of winning this award has been able to gather more family artifacts and learn more about my background. And this is one of my favorite photos. This is my great-grandmother. When I look at this photo, it brings up feelings to me of just the opportunity to attend university, and this is something that these ladies might not have the opportunity to do in their lifetime.
So after I won my scholarship, this lady from the tribe reached out, and she said, oh, is your last name or your family name Rebar? She said, I think there's some pictures down in the museum of your family that I can bring to you. She actually mailed me a picture of my great-great-grandfather, which is just a really cool part of my life to have here, since that is my history. It's just cool to think that the people who live on the reservation did things to get me here today. The scholarship from the Osage Nation definitely drives me to do well in school and make sure that I can work hard to be successful, because I want to prove to these people who took a risk on me that I was worth taking a risk on. My ultimate end goal with my education is to be able to practice family law and to also help further Native American rights with the U.S. government, because I really want to make sure that I'm giving back to them what they've given to me.
Even though there were times where I felt like it would be impossible, I'm proud of myself for continuing with my ambition to finish a degree program, and the Osage Nation Scholarship has helped with that. And after the hardships that I've faced, leaving school and re-enrolling, switching colleges, moving halfway across the United States, I know that after graduating with a double major, that there isn't anything I can face in my future that will be a bigger challenge than what I've already done and succeeded at.
I believe to live with as much kindness as you can. You never really know what someone's going through, and a little bit of kindness can really help their day get a little brighter. I feel overwhelmed with kindness from the Osage Nation because they gave me such a good opportunity. So I really want to live that in my everyday life and continue to give kindness back, since I was so lucky to receive so much of it. Thank you to the Osage Nation
and the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Program.
Just knowing that you're there is more than I could ever ask for.
Everybody have a chance to see that. I thought it was really moving and special. And Congressman Baker gave the invocation. Do you want to say anything about that that event, Congressman Baker?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Madam Chair. When I first was going to go on to see this presentation and receive the award that the nation received, I was fortunate. I talked with Congressman Davis, I said, well, you know, they may want to hear some of the other cities might be all the accurate. So that's where it came from, and I knew, so, he didn't, come from Edwards, or talked with the officials of the program, and this is where I'd be the main interface of any of those language. There were a lot of Washington big shots, there were retired generals, admirals, millionaires. There's all kinds of government officials in that crowd, and it was a huge event. And I was pretty surprised, I got to say the prayer in those language, and like, that whole crowd was very impressed. And I was also very impressed that the whole crowd saw this video, the presentation was good. It was a very, very nice thing. I've got to hear from the U.S. Space Agency.
Okay. In addition to this presentation, I asked Chad Cobb from the accounting office to come to this and every education committee meeting, because I know we always have questions about budget. So today, in the absence of actually having our legislation on the agenda today, and I will tell you that there are now, I'm anticipating tomorrow the scholarship bill being assigned to this committee, and then we have the education budget bill. So I sent you some information today from Scholarship America. By tomorrow they should have us a forecast of how much money we have expended or they've expended for scholarships for fall. That'll be information that you'll need. Just keep reading your email, because as I get information, I pass it on to you guys via email. So Chad, would you mind, Mr. Cobb, would you mind coming up to the table? And I thought we would just hear from you on, because I understand you are the man. If you can't speak to the division plan goals and how those goals have been met to date during the year, then let me know. We do have a written document that's entitled Education Division Plan, and I've given everybody a copy of that. Do I give you a copy as well?
No, but I can say that, no, unfortunately I can't speak to that. I wasn't. This doesn't.
Do you know who might be the appropriate person to ask to invite to the next meeting to talk about this?
Well, presuming that you're talking about this document.
Correct.
It's signed by Mr. Johnson, so that would be my first.
Okay.
Yes. And
all right, I'll invite him to the next meeting to discuss that. So what about financials? You can probably help us with that.
Yeah, I can talk towards those because I'm involved in those.
So I think today, let me start out by saying I've learned that even though we have an education division, within that division, you guys refer to budgets by program line number, or is it, what do you call that, program number?
Yeah, commonly speaking, programs are assigned a number, and that's just for reference in our system.
Even if it's the education division, which is not a program, it's still going to have a program number.
No. The education division is a collection of program numbers.
Okay.
And the program number, again, the number, if you will, is essential for our software, our system. That's how we count things. We assign a number. So
is it a budgeting number or an accounting number?
It's still kind of both.
It's, all right. And when we look to the budgets that we have for this year, all of these budgets or numbers, if you will, are going to be what is going to be contained in the education division budget. Is that right?
Not necessarily. You're talking about for 17, because there could be changes, shifts, eliminations of programs. I'm sorry. This cover sheet. This.
Yes.
This is going to be a summary of every financial that follows it. When I submit these on the 20th every month, there's a summary sheet, this, by division, and it's all identified. And then it lists every corresponding financial statement that should follow that cover sheet for that month. And over to the right, there's some details about years, because as you know, they're prior federally funded programs. Some of them have prior years. So if they have money or operations, I guess you could say, from a prior year, I'll include those financial statements in the monthly package for you. So in this example, you'll notice there are two communities of outreach programs, 110, 111, still operate out of 15. So I've provided both the 15 and 16 financial statements because there's activity in those.
So can we just go through this real quick and you tell me what program numbers or numbers, budgeting numbers, will not be included in FY17, if any?
I don't know. Off the top of my head and without the 17.
Can you bring us that list then, or do we have that list somewhere? Let me ask Mr. Potts. That was part of the discussion today in the committee of the whole. Do we have the list of these budgeting numbers or these accounting numbers that comprise the education division budget?
For fiscal year 16 or 17?
17. I'm assuming these are 16, right? Do we have
those financials are fiscal year 16.
I know. Do we have the numbers or the budgets that are going to comprise the 17?
Yes.
And they are, have you compared them yet to see if these are the same? Because I want to make sure we're not, if we're trying to compare apples to apples, that we're, that that's what we thought.
Yeah. I mean, I think Gil is right. The budget summary, the 14 summary budgets, there's one for education at the bottom of the list, all the program numbers, I don't know if the numbers are there, but that are assigned to that division for the 17 submissions. And you're right, you just could put them side by side and do it.
All right, can you make sure that that they're the same so when we compare?
To my knowledge.
Sorry, Congressman Walker.
I think I could provide some clarity for what you're trying to get to. The easiest way to do it, if we're looking at budgets, would be, for instance, rather than looking at 091 for WELA administration, or just go the first one, where it says, do the second one, WELA SkyTook, program number 202, or at least coding number, is basically all it is. It's just a coding number.
Yeah, that's the assignment of a number that helps the administration in my office. Right? We know by a number.
Right, and I still remember the Rosenkranz number. It meant nothing. It just happened to be a number.
It means something to us, obviously.
Can I ask a quick question? Is the coding number 202, what's 020?
202 is the fund, and that number identifies the funding source. 101 would be a federal program, a 202 would be a tribal, 500 would be a NASA, etc. Again, those are all semantical.
Right, Mike, is what I was getting to is, rather than concentrating on the number, which the number is a good way once you go into the financials on the wiki to look up that number, because it might say that number is on page such and such, and you go there. But the best way to do it would be WELA SkyTook, look for WELA SkyTook budget, and then look for WELA SkyTook financial statement.
I know. I thank you, and I appreciate that. I'm just trying to make sure when we try to compare the overall numbers, which we haven't gotten to yet, but when we try to compare the overall appropriation to the education division for FY16 to the overall proposed budget to FY17, that we make sure either that they are the same entities that were in that division in both years, or if something's changed somehow, that we take account of that.
Couldn't we do it this way? If there's a WELA SkyTook in 2016 and there's not a WELA SkyTook in 2017, then it's either gone or moved somewhere.
Well, I agree. But I was talking for the purposes of there's $20 million in operation expense for the education department in FY 2016, and there's $24 million for education expense in 2017 proposed. Is it because we're comparing apples to apples and there's just a $4 million increase, or is there something else in there that wasn't in there before? That's the only reason I'm asking. Chad?
I understand, and that's a simple and very easy exercise.
Okay.
You could just do exactly what Congressman Walker said, take those two things, put them side by side.
So for tomorrow, for the next meeting, Mr. Paz, could you get us this list for 17 to make sure that we understand what we're doing?
I'll do what I can to make that impression.
Okay, great. All right, can you go over these real quick and hit the highlights?
Would you like me to take the lead, or do you have some specific?
Take the lead and tell us. Where you see the prospective overfunding, if you will, or whether there's underfunding somewhere that you've noted. Fiscal wherewithal and health of the education division.
I think if you want to go through program by program, many of you may already do this. I would direct you to the line that says revenue over expenditures and the one right above it, and then the fourth column, the variance. And you'll see on the very first one, 81,129, so that tells you through, these are through June, I believe. No, these are through July. There's $81,000 left. If you want to do a projection or pace that forward, you can look at your current year actual column, which is the second, and you can just divide that by the number of months consumed, which in this case would be 10, multiply by 12, and that should give you a landing spot.
Which one do you want?
The very first one.
Education Trust.
Education Trust.
What is the Education Trust Fund, to your knowledge?
That is the various donations, gifts, trusts that exist on behalf of five or six or so individuals or trusts that money was given to the nation for educational purposes, scholarships, things of that nature, all of which are identified in the province documents for those specific trusts.
These are some of the other scholarships that we see, and this is for the benefit of people that haven't been on this committee. Those are some of the scholarships that we will see listed in the handbook, in the higher scholarship handbook, correct?
And one thing, since you asked me to kind of go through these, I wanted to point out that was mentioned earlier in the session that when I got here, I heard, was the direct service line in the education tribal budget, which is number 396, by the way, which is, I don't know, third from the last. I'll direct you there. I heard a comment that some tutoring dollars during a meeting and executive were missing or already gone, and I want to direct you to this statement and kind of go on record and say that's not the case. It was a mistake on my office's part in reporting on that particular day, which was months ago. And you'll notice that there's $476,000 budgeted for direct services, which is where your scholarships are, not scholarships, tutoring, my apologies. And so that money never was gone. It was unfortunately kind of an error on my part with regards to how the legislative act was passed out and itemized some tutoring components of that. And if you did a calculation of all the direct services for this division, it would exceed what was in that appropriation because of how the act was written.
So that's number 396, Education Tribal?
Yes, program 396, which is the tribal education program. Entity.
Is that direct services?
I'm sorry?
I don't see it as an expenditure. You're talking about the tutoring?
Yeah, we line items from direct services into that. So
in the Act, which is 1580, whatever number it was, they're itemized, and I believe that's the only Act that has specific expenditures itemized. It normally it says direct services in an amount, in this case, itemized, and so all of those fall into that $476,000 number. The expenditures are $335,000 thus far, with $140,000 remaining. But again, I wanted to point out that it was never gone. It's there. It's being used for tutoring.
So, and then can you break this down for the next meeting by line item? We appropriated that money by line item to make sure that it stayed in a place certain. So can you break that down for us then for the next meeting? I think there was also the Unity Conference on there. All those specific line items, can you give us a little budget report on where we are on that money?
As far as actual expenditures?
Right.
That may take some time. When is the next meeting? I'm not
next
sure.
Next Tuesday.
I'll do what I can. I can tell you that the budgeted amount and the nothing was moved from that category because of the itemization in the actual act.
I understand, but I remember that we had a supplemental appropriation request, and that was for some, that was for VOTEC, wasn't it?
It was a $30,000 supplemental that was late in the year.
Right. So we just, can anything that has a line item in any areas where you see that there are sufficient funds, member excess funds, or it looks like there's a budget shortfall, we'd like to go over those, because we usually go over those in financials. Congressman Walker's good about that.
So you brought the point there, you said in those particular categories were itemized in the actual legislation.
Yes.
But they're lumped in direct services in this financial report. Did you say that you guys are tracking those individually?
Not necessarily. It's a direct service or direct assistance, I think, is the act says. And it just says direct assistance. I believe the total is $700,000+ from the division, $476,000 of which is assigned here. And then it's itemized in the act. They're not necessarily, well, they're not itemized in our accounting system with a separate code for scholarships. It all goes in here. You can track them or look at a general ledger and identify those, what they are. But there, we don't have a separate code, and it obviously doesn't appear on this report for Career Tech, VOTEC, ABC tutoring, XYZ tutoring. It would just be unreasonable.
So, okay. agree to your point, but it wouldn't be unreasonable for a director to keep track of that. I mean, is that what's going on, or are they spending?
I can't tell you. Okay, I don't know what they keep track of, and.
That's right.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't know if the reason why it's probably doable, but again, I don't know what they do operationally for the program.
I'm really asking these questions so I can get a better feel of how this budgeting session is going to go, especially if we're going to be using these, which is my favorite thing to do.
Absolutely, I agree.
Me too. And trying to get down into the details like that, we're just curious, Congresswoman Edwards brought it up, tutoring and the VOTEC were certain needs that were identified, so we tried to specifically appropriate money to meet those needs, and I think it's reasonable for us to be able to ask if those monies were spent in that way.
And I agree wholeheartedly. I think one way you can start to frame those questions or potential questions is by looking at this, which I understand that you do, and you can see that $335,000 through July was spent. Now, if you want further details, you obviously have to request it. Again, we can't put every specific expense. This report would be 10 pages per program.
This is plenty. This gets into the details enough, as far as I'm concerned. Yours is through July, mine's through June.
There's two.
Somebody just handed this to me.
There's a June and a July. You have two. You should have June. Here's
June.
You should have June and July.
I have only July.
Okay, here you go. I don't know. Do we need June, Mr. Fox? There's another June.
I'll start putting a date on
it. I guess to look at trends, is that why?
I need July.
Okay. Didn't you say you made, did you only make five?
I made six copies of it.
It's
coffee,
okay.
So I have somebody in July.
Who else doesn't have a July?
I'll share with
you. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we
do.
Here's
July.
Okay. Well, we would like to see, because from my recollection, the reason that we line itemed those specific things, I remember there was a Unity Conference there was a tutoring program. I believe there was the VOTEC. It seems like there was something else. We can go back and look at them. But we wanted to ensure that there was sufficient funding in those specific lines. We didn't want the money shifted out. So we need to see if that worked or not. Yes?
I think it's also important, it's not so much we appropriated a need that was requested by the executive branch in some of those instances. So that's why it's important. They asked, we appropriated.
Sure.
And
I can tell you it was not, nothing was shifted out of there. Everything matches with the legislation because it was specific and itemized like that. And we had to do some maneuvering to get it all in jet.
And we also want to see, for example, did $100,000 covering the tutoring need for last year? Did $50,000 cover the community conference or whatever it was? Or did we budget too high? Did we not budget high enough? So at the next meeting, we'll go ahead and go through that. Okay, what else do you have?
I mean, I'm glad to go through each one of them and kind of do this is where you're at, or we can.
No, you don't have to. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything else that you want to talk about that says, hey, let me explain this to you because you might not understand it.
The only other thing that I might, you probably understand this, is you'll notice the two that have the prior year monies, you'll see that most of the expenditures are out of prior year 15. 16's there, you can see it. And if you look, I don't know, 3 pages prior to where we were just at, all around the middle of the pack, number 110. You'll see there are two, one's for 15, one's for 16. The 16 has no expenditures. It's because it's federal money that carries over. But that's just for clarification.
All right. And can we tell by these financials how much money's left in 15?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do we find that?
Are you on that page?
I don't know what page I'm supposed to be on.
Well, they're not numbered because it's the
strange and back.
Yeah, it's the fourth piece of paper in the back end of it.
Is it child care quality?
Yes. 110, that child care.
Okay.
And you can see there's 133 is the number in July.
Child care quality?
Number 111?
111 is the next one, which is child. That one's child care quality. I was looking at the previous 110, but that one is 74 is left. Those two programs are the ones that have 15 in this division.
Okay. And then number 112?
112.
The other question I have is we have a situation where there was a proposed money for Wajaji Youth Academy for at first it was three, I think, programs throughout the reservation area, and in the end, the Congress declined to fund that, and there was one program that continued on. Where do we find that?
For Waya?
Yes.
But there are no Wayas. Waya wasn't. Program WIA, Wajaji Youth Academy,
right.
What was for 16 is not there. So you won't see those financials. If you look at your 15s, I believe they're there. For 16, they're not there.
Is there a WIA?
There wasn't Pahaska until school was out.
So where was that funding coming from then?
Can't answer that question. There's no.
Chad, if you don't know, who does?
I don't. I mean, truthfully, I don't know operationally what happens at a Y program or a Wheeler program. I don't know. I don't work there. But there's no appropriation, as you know, for Y, so there's no program. There's no financial statement, I guess. You know what I'm trying to say.
That's an administrative question. So I don't think.
I thought that his department was the one that got the expenses for the people that were working for the WIA, and they had to fill out the payroll and the different things and the supplies and whatever things they were using, and then If they didn't have a separate budget for the Wyatt, then they'd have to say, oh, well, we've got to pay this out of blah, blah, blah. And I don't think they would know that. Would you? Who's the accountant that would report this up, you know?
For Wyatt?
Yeah.
I don't want to say there's no Wyatt because that sounds, but there's nothing comes through for Wyatt, so there's, I can't give it to anybody because there's nothing to give to them, is what I'm trying to say.
It's paid for out of a different line item.
I'm sure it is.
Within another, within a.
And that's what I'm asking.
And I'm saying, I disagree respectfully with that. I'm not, you're suggesting that we've got a program and somebody is saying, oh, we want to pay for that somewhere else, and that's not.
Okay, there was a group of children that after school, they came up to that building that's a gymnasium here on our campus, and it was an after-school program, only existed in Pawhuska, and they had staff there, and they gave them snacks, and what's that called? If it's not called Waya, what is that gathering of children in a building with staff called?
And snacks.
I can't ask that question because I work in the treasury. I don't know, and that's the truth.
Okay, putting that on my list.
I believe him too, but you see how we need the people that run the programs, and I know that's not your call here at our table, so we can ask these questions and then they could better help you give us financial answers.
Sure. But I do want to be clear, however, that because I get a sense that there may be some assumptions that, oh, we have some program, why isn't this example, but any program, and oh, we want to pay for it out of this program, so there's some arbitrary decision made somewhere by somebody for whom I'm responsible for opening, and I can assure that's not the case. That doesn't happen. I want to be clear about that.
And so yesterday, I sent you an email, and maybe we should go over the email real quick, and then we'll wrap up for today. I sent you an email asking for some information. Were you able to get any of that together by today?
No, I didn't bring that email. Can you read that email again to me?
Sure. It was late at night because I told you I had climbed out of bed remembering that I hadn't sent you that email. Mr. Cobb, thank you for speaking with me briefly today about the education branch's education division budgeting to confirm our conversation. I gave you this morning and you have the congressional budget worksheet from which all congressional committees will be asking to be completed. We will discuss that briefly tomorrow with an anticipated completion and receipt by us early next week. Let's stop there a minute. Are you going to be able to get that to us next week?
I'm not going to be able to, know. First of all, I wouldn't fill that out for all 180, I think I mentioned earlier, programs that would have to be done by other folks. But to answer your question directly, no, I don't anticipate I can be able to get
that. Who should I anticipate trying to get that from then? Casey Johnson?
Perhaps, I don't know.
Okay. Well, ICC, Casey Johnson, Jason's on, and our speaker, as well as everybody. I thought I said CC'd everybody on the committee. Maybe not. I'll make sure I did. Okay, then the next thing, you stated you will not be providing any current position salaries for any merited or non-merited employees of the Education Division. Is that still your marching orders?
Well, I don't know if it was. I never got a request outside of the conversation that we had yesterday, politely said I will not be bringing that information over, but you're talking about current.
It was very polite, it just was a flat denial.
I would presume that you would want to request that information from HR.
Well, okay, but you asked me to put it in writing, I put it in writing. It's not coming from you.
The request?
The information.
I can say if you'll make a request, I will.
There's the request. 1:46 a.m. unfortunately yesterday or this morning. Okay, so that's the request. I said we met with the congressional budget analyst and explained the reasons we needed that information, which included calculated the merit bonus amounts for the division and consideration of proposed division raises and confirmation of benefit amounts. I will ask that this information be subpoenaed if you cannot voluntarily provide it. I showed you evidence that these figures have been produced in support documentation, and before that they were included in appropriation legislation by position, so I do not understand how this information could suddenly become confidential. I also requested you provide me information on the amount of compensation paid for administrative costs of retirement and medical third-party administration costs and evidence of appropriation in the past for that purpose.
No, I'm not able to construct those.
And do you understand what I'm asking about?
Repeat that one more time. I think so, but we talked about
there's apparently there are administrative costs associated with both the medical insurance that we have and the 401k. I have not seen a budget that lists that out separately. I was told by the former treasurer that the money simply is drawn. We budget every year for a full 5% or whatever the amount is for every employee to presumably take the insurance and contribute to the 401k. And when they do not do that, we just take what money's in that line, program line, is that money in the program line too?
Mm-hmm.
Coding line, and pay the administrative costs out of there. And I'm concerned. Perhaps we have not appropriated that money for that purpose. So I just want to see that, and plus I want to know what it is. I think the Congress wants to know what it is. So if you could get us that info, that'd be great.
Do you want that information specifically for the education division, which is what, in my opinion, I could be wrong, is germane to this?
It is germane to this. If you want to break it down, if you want to bring it for the other divisions, they'd probably like to have it too, but sure. For my purposes, education.
I will direct you to on the education division budget summary that was submitted. The line that says fringe, I might say benefits, fringe and benefits. That is where all of the employee benefits are reported, which include SUTA, FUTA, FICA, workers' compensation, 401k, health insurance, long-term, short-term disability. Those are the components that make up the fringe. All of those calculations are rolled into that line on not only the budget summary report, but also these financial statements.
And any administrative costs associated with that?
I believe so, yes, but I'll confirm that.
Okay.
But they would also be calculated into the budget amount. They should be.
I understand, but when I look at the definition of what an employee benefit is, it doesn't say, in the current law, it doesn't say anything about administrative costs associated with. I don't even think it says anything about short-term disability either. So, just, you know, I don't know what those pesky little laws are for, but anyway. So then I also asked for any leases or other contracts that relate to or have been spent this year from division operating funds and are proposed to be spent from FY division operating funds. In particular, I asked you about a building in Skytook that is either being leased or purchased, and I ask you about what coding line that might be coming from.
In that email?
Well, when we talked, but I mentioned it to you and said I'd like to have that.
Unfortunately, I didn't bring anything from that email to this meeting about things related to the scholarship.
Well, we'll just go over it again. So, there's apparently a building in Skytook that's either being leased or purchased, and I'm trying to figure out, A, what capital budget it came from, and if it didn't come from a capital budget, then what line item it's coming from, and what code number. Because to my knowledge, there isn't a capital improvement or a capital asset line in any of these budgets.
My understanding is that it is a lease.
Right. So will I find it under occupancy?
Lease
purchase.
Are you talking about In Wheatless Sky 2, there's a capital asset purchase budgeted at $250,000. Shows that there's been $125,000 spent this year, $62,500, which happens to be exactly half of that spent last month, no, in July. So if that were the case, then you could, if it was purchased in June, that would be June, July, August, and September. So in the final 4 months of the year, $62,500 would be spent, which would total $250,000, and expend the capital asset purchase line item in Wheatless Sky 2.
Uh-huh. And he just said that it's not purchase, it's a lease.
Yeah, in this financial that you just read from, it's in that line, and it needs to be moved. The reason it's in there is because I put it there kind of hastily to get it on the books. There's no lease line, as best I can tell, one that perhaps may be created for these reports. So I put it there. I don't know the exact date. I think it was late in the... These were due by the 20th, and it might have been the 20th, just so I could get it in here in this report.
And where's the appropriation from the Congress by law for that capital asset purchase?
Well, again, it's a lease, and the appropriation is part of the $995,000 for this program, if you will, or the, I don't have it with me, the total divisional appropriation of $10 million or whatever the number is. I don't have that legislation in front of me.
Yes?
Well, it seems that I recall that an Osage constituent told me that they received, that they used to have daycare services there, and they received a handout from that old business, which I can't recall the name of it, that the Osage Nation had purchased that business. So they're telling the public it's a purchase, but for financial reasons, it's a lease?
No, not for national, for it's a lease because it's a lease. I can't speak towards what someone of the public may say about the building, what used to be there, what's there now. I can't, and I certainly can't speak towards what somebody else may have told somebody about that.
That's why I asked you to go ahead and bring the lease so we can look at it.
I understand. Unfortunately, I was working on this education scholarship. I thought that's what you wanted to look at, and that's what I did this morning. So.
That's good, too. We'll get to Mr. Potts, what line item in the law do we have for capital asset purchase in an education division bill?
I'm sure I'm not sure of one.
How much money is in the occupancy line item for the education division?
I don't have that information directly in front of me.
Well, let's figure out where this money is coming from and also understand where the Congress appropriated money for that purpose. Yes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe if you will compare, to answer the question where the money is coming from, if you'll compare June's financial reporting for Wheatless Sky took in July, you will see a shift of $200,000, I believe, out of the salaries and wages line item to the capital asset purchase. I believe those are the... So I believe $200,000 of the $250,000 looks almost directly as if it came out of the salaries and wages line item contained within the program budget or program account number for Wheatless Sky took.
Okay, show me. Oh, I see. We show the original budget was
$496,000.
That's right. It's on wages.
Right.
And then,
I see that.
Sorry, wages. It's the salaries and wages line item, but it corresponds with the wages correctly here. In the month of June, that total is $496,000, and it appears as though $200,000 of that was moved to capital asset purchase, which would result in reducing the total budget original amount in the July financials to $296,000. So there's another $50,000 that shifts. I'm not sure. I've not examined it closely enough to identify exactly where that amount is.
Well, there's a $75,000 reduction in fringe from June to July.
Okay. You can get get us the authority that's being relied on for that move. We've got a law, so just point out in the law where you can send somebody else over here if you want to answer that.
Again, I'll suggest you make a request, a written request, and send it to me, whomever, and it'll be addressed. But
Mr. Cobb, here's the request. Here's your financials. In June, we have no capital asset purchase line item. I'm pretty sure we don't have it in the law that we passed. All of a sudden in July, it pops up. You understand what I'm asking you?
I do, and I addressed that a moment ago by saying I think it was late in July when I made the entry to get it on here so that I can get it reported to the Congress by the 20th when the financial statements are due on August the 20th.
And under what authority do you shift money out of wages and into a capital asset purchase?
It's part of the movement of money within the division or within lines. I mean, the budget modification lists are sent over along with the
and if someone
financials
said,
every month.
And if someone said, I'm going to use this example, I want to go on a Caribbean vacation, are you just going to add Caribbean vacation down here and shift it too?
Of course not.
So what's the difference?
I think there's
okay. I think
a difference between Caribbean vacation and
probably for the people whose kids got kicked out of daycare, they may not see it that way. Anyway, okay, if you would get me or get somebody to give us an explanation of how money got shifted out of wages to purchase a capital asset when it wasn't appropriated for that purpose, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
The other thing I asked you for was support documentation for the increased spending for the medical insurance premiums, as well as this pool that you've explained to me that is established for self-insured claim payments. When we are appropriating money for medical, I think the line item says employee benefits, does it not? Is that what it says?
The line item is employee benefits.
Taxes.
And taxes, slash taxes.
And what does the definition, we have a definitions bill by law that says what that is. What does it say? It says insurance premiums?
Don't believe so.
Okay, what does
it? You don't have that directly in front of
you. So anyway, we need to look at the definition. I think you explained to me that money doesn't really go to pay premiums. It also goes into a pool to pay claims? Or does it all go into a pool to pay claims and then from there you pull the premiums out?
I don't know. There are no premiums. We're not buying a premium from, we're self-insured, as you know. So there's no premium.
I thought we were partially self-insured.
Well, I don't know the details of all that, but there's no premiums like we're paying Aetna for my insurance premium. So when you say money goes in for premium, the money that goes into the pool is goes to fund the claims and pay doctors and hospitals and chiropractors and providers.
Okay. And then we also pull third-party administration costs out of there?
It's all part of it.
So we need to probably, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Maybe that was my mistake. Did you guys understand that's how that worked? Maybe we just need a little more information on that. Okay, and then I asked for the contract with a new insurance provider or broker, and if you could get that for us, then we can understand how maybe that'll help us understand how it works.
And that was one, those last two things I didn't know were, I didn't know who you wanted for this education meeting, since they're not. I understand the pieces of the education budget, but I didn't know specifically you wanted to talk about it in this meeting. Again,
okay.
I was
fair enough.
Focused on scholarships.
Fair enough. Briefly, do you want to give us a quick scholarship update? Do you have some information?
Well, I heard you mention earlier in the meeting that there's forthcoming some better new information. I think when we spoke yesterday, I mentioned I hadn't received anything from Scholarship for America since, I think, April. It might have been March, but April. And I think that's the same information you have. So I think maybe we should wait until that's available.
Sure.
If it's coming today, especially.
I think I got that information from you, which was just that I believe $350,000 was gone down.
Yeah, you're right. So that's far from the fall, but again, that's, as you know, it's kind of a prepayment. It's kind of like a retainer.
Right.
And then once they award all the scholarships, they'll send us a reconciliation and say, hey, you owe us another $200,000 or whatever.
So for the benefit of the committee members, Scholarship America is administering this. They predict a best guess of how much it's going to cost for the summer scholarships that they fund. So they send a drawdown, if you will. And the nation pays it, then they true it up. For fall, they send another drawdown, and I believe it was 3.5 million for fall, and then we'll see again. I sent you a copy of the letter from Liz Tumit, Scholarship America, that says the students have till September 30th to request their drawdown funds. She's going to give us a report tomorrow, today, by next week, and we'll go over that. As we, yes.
So that's why whenever I look at the breadth of the financial for scholarships, it's showing $1,287,000 out of $8 million has been spent through July. That's not after.
Where did you see that? Because that's not even part of this separate fund of the education.
It's the second last. You're absolutely right. If you, when you look at the August one, when it comes, it'll show the 3.5 million happened in August, because that's when they, I think it was August the 4th, is when they sent the request for the draw. We obviously go through all the approvals and then we wire. So it'll appear in the August.
Do we have an idea of what September's request is going to look like?
Only thing I would know would be going back to history, and last year, the August amount for the fall came in August, maybe late July. We didn't get the true up until October, perhaps. It was much later than September. So to answer your question, my guess would be probably next month or the following. Because again, I think the students have till September. Once that's all done, they can true it up and say, hey, we need this much more money, or maybe there's a credit.
So just approximately, I'm not asking you to get anywhere close, but if $3.5 million was requested in August, then about what's the true up compared to 3.5?
I can tell you that last year the true up was another half million dollars. Okay. It's about $4 million.
Total.
Yeah. So 3.5 plus another half. Yes.
So if that holds true this year, then it looks like we would spend less than $6 million.
Yes. Oh yeah. Less than $5.5 million.
Okay.
Inclusive of the year to date fee, administrator fees, which are $71,000, I believe.
$220 for the year?
I think 210 is the can't exceed 210, if I remember correctly.
It's just a technical question. Mr. Cobb, I was reviewing a document maybe yesterday or the day before that you provided Congress. I can't remember even what meeting it was in, but it had a copy of the expenditure revenue statement with it that was complete through the date on it was August 31st.
Yes.
So you have that document, but we don't.
Yes, yes. Now,
could you provide Congress with those documents so we'd have a more current picture of what we're looking at? Would you please?
Yeah, now, through August, many of them aren't finished yet. And the reason why it's the 20th is because it takes time, days.
I understand.
For my office to complete them, you got to calculate this, calculate IAC, which is the last thing, space costs, you got to true up your federal draw. There's a lot of pieces to it. And so they typically, I ask them, provide them to me by the 12th to 15th. It gives me a day or two to review, and then I can publish them over here. That particular one, it's not final, but it was available.
I see
probably
what you're saying. Okay.
But any of them, that you want beforehand or want to see, I can try to provide, but keep in mind, it's definitely to change it to the 20th.
I understand that. Okay. Thank you for your information. Appreciate it.
Any old business? Any new business? Seeing none, chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All of the favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Thank you, committee. I'll get you some more information. I'll get you some more. Written
requests. But the truth is, I worked on this this morning. The scholarships.
It's germane from the standpoint that we don't.
This is trash.
run the other one.
Try something.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, but this
Eli,
told me there was
you know how to run
that's
the air conditioner. Can we get some AC for like 15
and
minutes?
I submitted that out. I don't quite understand.